Welcome to Trends.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Trends. Do-do-do-do.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Trends, which is an improvised podcast.
Made up on the spot.
On the spot.
We're actually standing...
on the spot.
On the improv spot.
That's right.
We're not allowed to leave the circle that's painted down.
No, because everything's scripted off of this circle.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
The scripts are on the wall. We actually got part of the wall.
But we can't see it unless we move off the spot.
So guess what? You're stuck with the spot.
Stuck on the spot! I, of course, am Levi.
And I'm Daniel Joseph Hetzel.
Sometimes people get us mixed up. They think that I'm Dan.
And they think that I'm Levi Weinhagen.
That's wrong.
It is completely wrong.
Why would you think that? We don't look the same.
We don't look the same.
We don't sound the same.
We don't think the same.
We do not think the same.
Nope, not
it's
at
different.
All. It is absolutely.
It's different stuff.
We're so, like two peas in a pod, but we're...
different peas.
Yeah.
And two different pods, really. And sometimes our pods are together.
Yeah. We're like attached at, the,
is it
at
two?
The bottom of the pod.
Is that like a heavy-handed metaphor? Is that a metaphor or a simile?
I don't know.
Do you know the difference between metaphor and simile?
You bet I do.
Then you're going to have to explain it.
Well, I think a metaphor is something that's not actually like life.
Right.
But you're making it like life.
Okay.
And a simile
okay.
is something that square dancers do. That's one of the things that they call out.
Oh, bow to your corner.
Yeah, and simile.
And then everybody simile. Yeah, is that after promenade?
Yeah.
You simile and then you promenade.
Yeah, you simile
okay.
and you promenade. So I don't even know why you brought that up as a metaphor or a simile.
I got mixed up. Isn't metaphor something you do in square dancing too? Oh, no, that's... oh, that's 4x4. That's like a when you're walking 2x2, 4x4, metaphor. I get all mixed
up. That's okay. It happens.
I'm not smart.
No, you are. It's just you're not smart about metaphors.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah,
that's supportive.
Welcome. Yeah. Well, you don't need metaphors in life.
I don't. A metaphor would be like an example that I don't have.
Well, like, you know, life is like a pit of snakes.
Go on.
You know, you reach your hand in, grab a snake. You don't know if that snake is going to be friendly or if the snake's going to bite you.
And that's the same as life. Mm-hmm. You don't know if life's going to bite you.
And if it does bite you, is it a poisonous snake or is it just a regular old snake? Or is it just going to give you maybe it's just bite you to say hello, give you a little snake lick because it smells with its tongue?
Exactly. Life smells with its tongue.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's the metaphor, yeah. Life smells with its
tongue. Life has no legs.
Sure. It's like a slug.
It's a slug?
It is a slug.
You can kill life if you put little things of beer out in your garden.
Is that what kills slugs?
Yeah, you put out little pits of beer, and then they slide in. They're attracted to the yeast, and they fall in the beer, and they drown.
I didn't know that.
That's why people put little cups of beer in their down in the dirt in their garden to get rid of slugs.
I'm definitely filming some slug snuff films tomorrow.
You're gonna kill. It's kind of. I mean, that's kind of. You might have PETA coming after you.
I don't care. Nobody cares about slugs.
PETA. Oh no, that's pets. People for the Ethical Treatment of
Slugs. Yeah, nobody keeps slugs for pets.
No. No, no, I'm saying PETS, that organization, People for the Ethical Treatment of Slugs.
Oh, I didn't know that's a real thing.
It's a real small group.
Well, I'll post it on the internet. No one will see it. You know, it'll just be a select few.
That's true. Or we could just talk about it on here and no one will hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. No one's listening right now, so.
If you're listening, raise your hand. I wonder if that happened.
If you're listening, simile. All right.
Okay. So, Dan, I haven't talked to you in a little while. How's everything?
Everything's super.
Yeah?
How are things with you?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been on this new diet.
Oh, I would like to hear about it.
It's an all graham cracker diet.
All graham crackers?
All graham crackers all the time.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Is this the Kellogg's graham cracker, like the name brand, or can you buy any kind of...
Oh, it's you've heard of the diet, the Kellogg
cracker diet? So, another follow-up.
Yeah.
Can you have cinnamon and chocolate and all those different kinds of graham crackers, or is it old school original?
Basically, it's there's... you have to get this industrial graham cracker before they add all the honey and the chocolate and the other things to it.
Oh, okay.
It's the rough.
The essence of graham cracker.
Graham cracker. Yeah, it's really hard. You actually have to kind of water it down with water and, otherwise you soften it up a little bit. Otherwise you wouldn't even be able to eat it.
And so this is the only thing you can eat?
Yep.
On the diet? I mean, that sounds unsafe.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be very healthy for you and it's supposed to stop from masturbating. Because as you all know, Kellogg's, the guy who founded the company, thought that cold cereal would reduce masturbation in young men.
Yeah.
Hot cereal, gets hot thoughts in your head.
Yes, makes you more passionate and touch it and touch yourself.
Yeah, so I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone. I'd probably stop masturbating and then I would also have a better diet life.
Well, that makes a certain amount of sense.
Yeah.
I also started a diet recently. It's funny that you'd bring that up. Maybe...
you doing the graham cracker
diet? We're both... No, no.
You doing the goldfish cracker diet?
I read about the goldfish cracker diet, but it doesn't really work for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing an all-soup diet.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just soup. You can eat anything you want that's soup.
Is it broth or does it have to be soup?
It doesn't matter. If it's a liquid in a bowl, you can have it.
Okay, so what if there's like, you know, those sandwich makers? What if I got bread and put soup in the middle of that and then made a sandwich out of it? Could you eat that?
Yep, sure.
Like a soup pocket?
If you put it in a bowl.
Okay, what if the bowl is bread?
You can't eat the bowl. So you could eat whatever's in the bowl.
Does bisque count? Lobster bisque? Is that soup?
Yeah, sure. It's liquid in a bowl.
Clam chowder?
Yeah, that would be part of it.
Chicken broth?
Yep.
All right. Well, you look really good. It must be working. You have a glow about you.
Oh, I just started it yesterday.
Well, it's working.
Thanks.
I would say keep it up.
Thank you.
Now, you have to, like, make the soup yourself, right? It can't be
you can buy a store-bought soup.
It can be, like, Campbell's soup?
Sure, any kind of soup.
Hungry Man soup?
Yeah.
Espresso?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. You can just boil something in water, and that's it, too. Whatever you want.
What?
Yeah. It's great.
So you can eat anything you want. You just have to boil it in water, and it's soup.
Or puree it, like, liquefy it. Yeah. Just as long as you can get it liquid in a bowl, you can have it.
Damn.
Yeah. The thing is, it's so much work to get stuff to turn into liquid that you actually end up not eating as many things as you think you would.
Good to know. I mean, you've only been on this a day and you found this out.
Yeah, and I'm kind of already tired of soup.
Oh.
So I like skip dinner. You know, like I don't want any more soup.
Maybe you should just try a new diet.
No, I'm sticking to it. It's working. I lost 2 pounds.
Well, you do have a glow.
Thanks.
I mean, it's radiating. It's almost like this aura.
It is.
It's like you're in Tekken and your aura is...
Very now reference.
I can't imagine what you look like.
A lot of people are playing Tekken.
They are. Tekken 6 and Tekken Tag 2.
Is that still a thing?
Fuck yeah.
We have a message.
What'd you say?
We have a message.
Oh, Levi, watch out. There's a guy behind
me. Whoa, what are you doing? We have a message.
All right. Sir, I'll be happy to take
it. No, message. I will give it to Dan.
Well, that's me.
Oh.
I'm not Levi. Why do you think I'm Levi?
You look... I'm actually... You look very similar.
Oh, wow, Levi. He's like blinded by your aura. He can't... Oh. He's covering his eyes right now.
Like, you're looking away. Take this.
All right. You actually have to look at me to hand it to me.
No. Right, I will not look at you. I will wave my arm around. You will grab it.
Just fine.
Just take it.
Thank you. I got it. You can let go.
Give me 4 pencils.
Oh, I thought you were going to say push-ups. Pencils?
4 pencils.
I got pens. I don't have any pencils.
No, I want it from Dan.
That's the one I'm talking about.
He is Dan. It's very hard to tell you apart.
Well, no, it shouldn't. Levi's the one with the glow.
I will take my pencils and I will go.
Nobody gave me pencils.
He's gone.
Wow. It was like a bird man.
That was weird. He had like a feathered cap.
Yeah, just the cap.
Yeah.
Like, and he actually like put his arms up when he did the noise.
Yeah, that flying gesture with his arms, which is kind of childish, but weird.
And he's still out in the lobby right now.
He's flying around.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jumpers will take care of him.
Oh, yeah. Jumpers will make sure he flies right into a window.
Wouldn't worry, but we might try to get an egg out of him.
I know Jumpers, you know, probably sell it on Egg Bay.
Should we crack it open?
What? He left an egg?
Oh, is that what? Wow, there's an egg.
Wow.
I didn't even.
I just kind of grabbed it.
Didn't even realize. Just be careful. We don't know.
I always fuck this up. I always like smash too much of the egg.
Try to do it with your just one hand, like they do in the cooking shows.
Try to do it with
Come on, you can do it. You can do it, man.
Come on, graham cracker diet.
That's right.
Do your thing.
It'd be nice to eat that egg. Hey, you did. Oh, nice job.
Sick.
Oh,
I got yolk all over my pants.
There's yolk everywhere.
I got yolk in my mouth.
Oh, look at the yolk is spelling something out on your pants.
What?
It's spelling out a word.
Rub it in.
What does it say?
Attic.
Attic. Attic. Like above a house. That must be our trend topic.
Damn it, but I just bought these fucking
things. Is there a seal on the egg? Because we have to officially... You really broke that up.
Right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a seal.
The seal is forming
on your pants.
Look at that. That is incredible.
That is
the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Freaked out.
Oh, hey.
Is it burning to your pants?
Yeah. I got to take these pants off.
Yeah, I'll urinate on you. I got to urinate on you. Right. I'm going to go.
Well, get it out.
I'm going. It's out. It is out.
Your dick is out?
Yeah, that's not nice.
Get your dick out.
It is.
That flap and your
Don't look. Boxers. Don't look.
God, well, get it. It's hurting.
I'm peeing right now. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Wow.
Oh, I got a little more. No, I got to pee a little more. Okay.
Well, your dick has a bigger aura than you do.
Yeah, I'm going to put that away.
Wow.
It's glowing.
That was a blue aura around your penis.
I just saved your life.
Well, I was going to take off the pants.
Oh. Well, that would have worked, too.
Yeah. But
I mean, you might want to still take them off.
I've never seen your penis before, so and I barely saw it now. But that was incredible. Hey, that was incredible.
You should see it.
What do you mean it was in and out quick? You told me not to look.
Yeah, don't look at it.
It's a formidable penis.
It's not. It's actually small, but it's fine. No, it's formidable. I'm comfortable with myself.
That's formidable, man.
Let's not talk about it. I mean, I just was trying to help a guy out. We don't have to.
Well, I appreciate it.
I mean, I don't see. I haven't seen your penis. I'm not going to talk about
your
penis.
Well, mine doesn't have the aura. I'm not going to whip mine out.
No, I don't want you to.
Mine just looks sad and haggard.
No, that's a terrible.
Man, I got to get on your diet. That penis is amazing.
It's not just because of the soup.
It's got to be. You didn't have this aura last week.
I didn't have my penis out last week.
Oh, I guess I've never seen you. I guess I'd have to talk to your wife about that.
Please don't ask her about it.
I won't. I know it's a private topic. I
mean, yeah, you're making me uncomfortable. Aura is his
own, you know. Realm.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell a lot by a man's dick aura.
That's actually. I don't have one, so you can tell about that.
Right, and which means that.
Hey, look, here, I'll show you.
No. Right, stop, quiet.
See?
Yeah.
It's actually like sucking in light almost.
You're right,
like
that does look haggard.
Yeah, it is.
It haggard. Actually looks haggard.
Yeah, well, that's a good description.
How does your dick look tired? I don't understand. Like bedraggled.
Yeah.
Like it's been through some shit.
It's just, that's the way it always looks. So
that's too bad.
Yeah.
It's a little. You can put it. Can you put it away?
Yeah,
without your hands. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. That's impressive. Got to do that little flip up and back in the hole.
Wow. Yeah. That's.
Maybe that's why it's tired all the time.
Because you make it do so much work.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should start using my hands.
Probably. I mean that.
Well, actually, I'm not. I'm trying to quit masturbating, so you know.
Oh, because of the graham cracker diet. That's really helping you with
that. It's actually helping me, yeah.
I'm sorry then to bring out our dicks so much. That's probably been like really hard on you the last few minutes.
Oh, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind it. I got to get that aura. I got to get that dick aura you got.
Yeah. Maybe if you grind up the graham crackers into a fine soup-like powder.
You're right.
Soak it in some water. You got graham cracker soup. Graham cracker soup. I can't say it.
Either way works.
Graham cracker soup.
In honor of you, I'm going to call it graham cracker soup.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a good name for a soup. I would eat that.
Huh. And did you have an attic growing up?
An attic?
Yeah.
I think so, but you know, it's one of those things where I don't think kids know about the attic much. Like, we had one of those, like, there was clearly, like, a little square in the roof, in the ceiling where you could go, but I never, like, saw it or anything.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, most houses I've been in, the attic is just that weird, mysterious, like.
Where the insulation is.
Yeah, where I just assume bats and squirrels are hanging out.
Yeah, like yeah. But there's something spooky about an attic.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't see it, I think. Like, there's a mystery to it.
But in some attics, like, you could actually, like, are furnished and, you know, like,
A finished attic.
Yeah.
People have bedrooms
but
in there.
They don't look like, you don't think of them as an attic. It's just like, hey, there's another room upstairs.
Right. It's not, you don't call it an attic anymore.
No. People don't do that with basements, though. If they furnish a basement, it's still a basement.
That's true. Yeah. Why does it change? Why has it become a half story on a house if
they're atticists.
They are.
Yeah. They're just prejudiced against attics.
That's a big problem. Yeah. There's probably support groups.
I'm sure. If there's a thing that you think of it, I'm sure it's already out there being done. So, you know.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we, on the break, go and see if... I've never seen if there's an attic in the Trend Studios.
Gotta be, right?
We should go scope it out. Yeah, you would. But we should just wander around and look. Because we've seen down below...
Oh, there's much below.
...sites you don't want to see underground.
Yeah, there's a lot in the basement.
But I wonder... There's got to be an attic up there.
Somewhere.
Up here. Like...
Vampire Joe loves that skylight, but there's got to be more in here than that.
Yeah, well, there's more to the building.
Fuck this. We're going to take a break. I'm going to find this out.
Yeah. Let's hit the break button, and then we will come back and hopefully... have gotten to know a little bit more about what's in the attic. We will see. Maybe there'll be like an old trunk or a treasure chest in there.
Yeah, who
knows?
Did
you find the break button yet?
I think it's... It's off the spot. Oh my God, I gotta... Okay.
Oh, you're gonna get off the...
I have to.
All right.
Why the fuck did they move it over there?
All right, so Dan's gonna be doing something scripted when he hits the button, I guess. So go ahead.
Hey, look at this button.
Welcome back to Trends.
Trends, I gotta say.
Go ahead, say it.
Whoever's writing the scripted stuff,
when
we go off this thing, is bullshit.
Like, not great.
No, not great at all.
Not great.
Who the fuck is doing that?
Look at this button?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have thought of something better just off the top
of
my head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could have said anything.
Like, zounds, a button!
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I just thought, no one wrote that down for me.
Yo, you motherfuckers got a problem with my scripts?
Chompers, did you write all the scripts on the walls?
Yeah, all the scripts on the wall, me, man. What, you got a problem with my line, Dan? Yeah, it was just kind of generic. Look, hey, there's a button.
Yeah, it's sort of on the nose.
What the fuck else are you going to say if you see a button?
But you could just make it more mysterious.
Well, like, something like, oh, look out, man, button.
That's a little better.
I'm writing that down, that's good.
But just like, Dan could have said, what does this button do? Like, he wasn't sure, like it was a mystery.
You don't know what the button does.
Yeah, but...
pressing his brake.
But that's part of the fun of it. Like, it creates a story, you know?
You guys don't understand how to create dramaté. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, we don't.
You gotta add some drama. Saying like, hey, look, there's a button. That gives you a relationship with the button.
Well, okay, so maybe you can help us out. You know, this is an improvised
show. Yeah, you guys are on the spot.
We don't know what we're going to say. But maybe you could, because I think one thing Dan and I don't have right now is a lot of drama. There's no tension between us. You know,
you guys are pretty friendly.
I want to support him and he's supporting me.
Yeah.
But I think maybe it would make a more compelling show if there was something between us. So can you think, do you have any suggestions for how we can bring the drama up for the show?
Yes, absolutely. You both have a fishing championship every year. Levi, you won it last year. Dan wants to win it this year.
Fair enough. That sounds great.
Yeah, right? That's good, right? I'm going to write that down on the script ball. Hang on a second.
Okay. Well, so that means that part, that little moment of the show is partially scripted.
Whenever you hear us talking, I guess, just remember there's that drama between us.
Yeah, everyone keep in mind that there's this fishing competition.
Yeah, Levi caught a swordfish last year.
Tension.
Trumped out Dan's little trout that he...
Wow, so it's a saltwater fishing competition.
Yeah, and it was weird because you guys were doing it at a lake. It's fucked up.
Wow, but I still managed to catch a swordfish.
Yeah, they like wandered into something, was confused. This water. This water is not my type of water. And the swordfish is trying to get out, but nope, you snagged it.
This is already really...
You got it like one swipe. Like, you didn't have to fight it. You just pulled that motherfucker out the water.
So I'm an amazing fisherman.
You are the greatest fisherman. You won a championship.
That's fantastic.
Well, don't rub it in, man.
Yeah, in your face, Dan. Wait, no, but this is subtext, so we shouldn't fight about it. It's just there.
It's there. Okay. You guys, it'll happen. It's tension.
Good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, but I couldn't help but notice when I was in the other room that, like, there's this wondrous blue light that happened. Like, what was that light?
I took my dick out.
That was his dick aura. You got a dick aura, Levi?
You, I'm certain, have a dick aura.
You know I do.
Yeah.
That's why I don't whip it out just right. If I whip it out right now, y'all would have to, like, it's like blinding.
It would destroy all of our circuitry and our equipment.
Yeah, and also it's not only blinding, but it's striped. The thing you get, my aura is striped like a tiger.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah,
I'll show you real quick.
Jumpers, don't.
Put it away! Put it away!
Oh, my pupils.
There you go, guys.
Oh.
Right?
It was like a Bengal tiger.
Hell yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, let me tell you.
It's like you have a Southeast Asian dick.
Hell yeah.
That's amazing.
Hey, my dick works for me, you know?
Yeah. I can't really look at you right now. I'm just kind of overwhelmed.
It's odd because, like, the after effects of the bright light are like tiger stripe too.
Dan, I feel like crying a little bit. Like, like my heart's racing and...
Yeah, I just have to... Yeah, you guys kind of need a moment. It's okay. I mean, girls do this too. Girls, like, weep when they see my dick.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, they get scared for me to put it in them, and I'm like, hey, imagine this bright light in you. It's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
No, this is great.
Look, Jumpers, can you just give us some time in here? Because...
Oh, you guys need some time?
Yeah, that just was hard on me to see your dick. And...
Well, that's all right. I mean, that's what happens. That's the effect it has. Yeah, no worries, guys. Just let me know. You know, I'll be back, you know?
Yeah.
Or in case you guys look for the attic, it's right up there in the southwest corner.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Jumpers.
Yeah, you're welcome, motherfuckers. Man, that was beautiful.
Really? I thought it was a little too intense.
Oh, really?
For me, yeah.
I'm like at peace.
Wow, you do look really calm.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
going to
put my dick out. Hang on.
No, why are...
It doesn't look tired anymore.
What? Oh, my God.
Right?
It's like Revitalite, like the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah. My dick got Ponce de Leon.
It did. It totally did.
Wow, Jumper's got to pull out his dick more often around me.
That's... Okay, you can put
I'm going to have to recharge my dick by having him pull his dick out later. That's going to be weird, but... It's worth it.
It's a weird request, mate.
It's worth it. We'll just have to do it in the privacy of one of our houses.
So Jumper showed us where the attic was, because we did not find it on the break. But, Dan, I just remembered, do you know Shel Silverstein, that writer?
Yeah.
You're a poetry, and he had a book called The Light in the Attic. Oh. Well, he had Where the Sidewalk Ends, but he also had The Light in the Attic.
And The Giving Tree.
He did write The Giving Tree, which is cool. I mean, it's a weird story.
And The Missing Circle.
Yeah, I like that one, The Missing Piece.
No, okay.
Is it The Missing Circle?
I have no idea.
The Caucasian Circle? No, yeah. But The Light on the Attic. I remember one of the poems. And I think sure it's
that's
from
B.A. Andrews' Light in the Attic. I'm pretty sure that's
Flowers in the Attic. Nah, that is nah. messed up. Nah. That is messed up.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
I read it because I thought there was nudity in it, like sex stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought it was like a grown-up book. My mom was like, this is a grown-up book.
I don't think, right?
That's what I thought it was, but it was just weird.
Shel Silverstein wrote, like, kids' poems and stuff.
Yeah, he wrote The Light in the Attic. Can I tell you the poem I remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember if it's in from The Light in the Attic or Where the Sidewalk Ends, but it's one of those.
All right.
So I think I remember it. This is from memory. I haven't read the book in quite a while. There's too many kids in this tub. There's too many elbows to scrub. I just washed a behind. I'm sure it wasn't mine. There's too many kids in this tub.
Whoa.
It's about a full bathtub.
That's setting kids up for orgies, man.
It is kind of a kid orgy.
Yeah.
It's like a... And there's a picture of like 30 kids in a tub, and they're all gangly, and there's just elbows and legs everywhere.
Something right there.
And I never thought of it as a sexual thing until you just mentioned
it. They probably would not publish that today.
You think? You don't think so?
No.
Maybe not. I mean, although he could have self-published the way that
internet works.
That's true.
They're classics now, so who cares?
Yeah. I love them. I love the...
Yeah, they're great.
Shel Silverstein.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a weird dude. I mean, weird, weird stuff. Didn't he have a band or something?
Yeah, he had a band. He used to write for Playboy, too. Like, and yeah. His songs that he wrote in his band were all, like, dirty songs. For adults. Yeah,
he was kind of a weird guy.
Yeah, he was a little bit, yeah. Remember, he did have an album out. It was, like, at the Playboy Club or something. He had an album out. Like, of him singing his weird songs. I mean, you knew just looking at him, he's a weird guy.
Yeah, he had the weird beard.
Yeah, he's like, bald with the beard. Yeah. And that never looks good. Anybody with that look
is
weird.
No, if you got, like, bald or even just thinning hair, and then you have a big old beard.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Gone.
Clearly sending a message out to society.
Yeah, you're either a weird poet that rubs kids' behinds, or...
Or just a crazy person.
Just a crazy person.
Just a crazy nut loner. A crazy nutso loner.
Crazy nut loner who's...
Probably a big-time loner.
Probably, yeah.
Who
yeah.
shouldn't, like, talk to people or...
No. I wouldn't. I mean, just that look is going to send people away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, don't even bother talking.
No.
Yeah.
So I think it would be cool to try to live in an attic.
Oh, I'd love living in an attic.
Like an unfinished attic?
An unfinished attic?
Yeah. But you want a finished attic?
Yeah, I would love to have, like, the upper portion of some house or something. Like, that would be awesome to me.
That's just an upstairs, though.
Yeah, that is true. We already talked, yeah.
That's not an attic.
Yeah.
I want, like, wind whipping through it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the asbestos just exposed.
What kind of
like
life is that?
Cancer-causing asbestos. No, not just, I mean, it's just me. This is an imagined world.
This is like, it's like when
I don't
want
to raise a family in that.
It's when you go away from your wife and kid. Like, say, like you say, like, I'm going to jog. And then you actually just go in an attic somewhere.
Yeah. I just hide out in an attic, and I have, like, a hot plate.
Yeah.
And I make ramen.
Yeah.
And I'm just alone.
Well, you can be on your soup diet still.
Yeah, it's ramen. It's soup.
Yeah, you can make asbestos soup.
Absolutely. You just chop up that asbestos.
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever.
You crumble it in there. It's pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, that's interesting.
You're not wrong.
I'd like a furnished attic, but like as we said, I don't think that's really an attic anymore.
No.
You know, because then you also have that kind of character where you don't have like the straight up just flat old ceilings. You got like kind of usually the slanted ceiling.
Yeah. It adapts you. It makes you kind of hunched.
Yeah.
Makes you kind of interesting. Hunched over.
Yeah. Although I dated a girl one time that lived in like an attic.
Thing, really?
And they didn't have a doorbell up there, so I had this super long string that came down from a bell that was like right above
one of
the windows. No, you had to like crank on that bell to like get them to come down.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It was true. It was really weird.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, but that's what I had to do to get this girl to come down.
And then would she like send down some stairs, or how did you...
Well, because it was like the third or fourth thing of the... house. It was like a rented house.
Sure.
Rented the upstairs, and yeah, so then you just have to crank on this bell. This is before cell phones and stuff like that too, so like, you know, you just couldn't call somebody. So if she didn't come down, you just had to keep cranking that bell until she came down. But believe me, when she came down, it was worth it.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't either, but I remember it being fun.
I bet some kick-ass bands I've recorded some cool demos.
Oh, yeah.
Some attics.
Oh, like, nothing.
Like, they just thought the sound was perfect.
Probably the whole lo-fi movement was either done in the basement or in the attic, probably nowhere in between.
Yeah, you can't have that's not a main floor style.
Yeah.
You got to be down or up.
Because Elliott Smith's first album was all recorded in the basement of the apartment that he lived in.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, what was it, Basement on the Hill?
Yeah, so that was his last album. Yeah,
his final, his posthumous.
Yeah, but he didn't even intend to release this album. Like, it was just for him. Like,
right.
Yeah, it was just for him. No one's supposed to hear it.
Yeah, it's like a journal
that
the world sees.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your opinion on something like that? Like, I have that album. You have that album.
Yeah, it's great. It's beautiful.
There's a bunch of really cool things on
awesome
there.
Awesome album.
He, there was some post-production after he died.
Yes. Oh, so the, we don't know. On the Hill album?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not my
favorite. Yeah, I'm not talking about...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Roman Candle.
Sorry. No, no, that one's fantastic.
That's a beautiful album, yeah.
But he wanted... That was for public consumption.
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah, no one was supposed to hear that. Like, he recorded it just for himself.
How did it get out, then?
He was, like, playing it. Him and this guy would, like, do construction work, I think, of some type, and he would play it. And this guy was like, what the fuck is this? And then he's like, well, these songs I've recorded. And he was just like, you gotta... have people hear that. This is like amazing. And he never intended it to be heard. And so like this guy heard it and
I think, awesome.
Yeah, somehow some record company or whatever heard it. Yeah, and they made him put it out. Yeah.
So when you hear something like that, something, well, it's sort of like Kafka, you know, he wrote a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then he told his friend, burn all this stuff. Like he didn't want it to be published. And most of it got published after he died. And is there a level of inappropriateness to reading somebody's art if they didn't want the world to see it.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, but what are you going to do? I mean, you can't really do anything about it after you're dead.
No, you can't. But, I mean, how should you feel a certain way if you're consuming it? Like, if you're listening to Roman Candle, should you feel sort of like... Should you be... Does it change the music to be aware that you're sort of eavesdropping on somebody's private moments?
It does a little bit for me, because that album's kind of interesting that way. Once I knew that, I kind of had to hear it again with different...
It changed how you felt about it.
The music was still the same to me, but it like was just kind of cool to know that, like, whoa, you initially wrote this. You were just sitting in your basement just making this for yourself and nobody else, you know?
It talks a lot, and this is being kind of serious, but it speaks to intent, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do people write music or write books or make paintings for their audience, or do they make it for themselves?
Yeah, that's specific. That's why it's kind of cool, because it's like, this is just for him.
Right, right, right. Which often probably means that's why it's so good.
Yeah.
You know, you just did everything you wanted. You weren't worried about how people would receive it or what people would think of it.
I also think, conversely, if stuff is released after you're dead and it's not very good, you shouldn't judge that person, too, because, like, they didn't actually get to finish, you know, or...
Or maybe they didn't want to come out. They were like, this isn't my best work. I'm not going to release it.
Yeah.
I'll still live and make other stuff.
Yeah, so I don't think you should be too harsh on stuff if it, like, sucks, you know. Like, his last album. It's not my favorite album. His, you know.
No.
He didn't get to finish it, you know, so I'm not going to judge him too hard, you know.
And there's some good stuff on
there. There's some good stuff, some nice
things with potential. But maybe that's sort of a message people should take away from those successful artists who've done that, is, like, just... Do your thing. Don't think about who it's for.
I think most successful projects, anybody that I usually enjoy or like their work, most of the time they're just doing it for themselves. And then other people end up finding it funny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Although
that's usually the best stuff.
There's got to be exceptions to that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's huge artists who are like, let's make a thing, and I want people to see it and like it.
Yeah, like Blink-182.
But you don't like their...
No, they suck.
That's not the example I'm saying.
They recorded everything for themselves and never released it, and everybody would have been a better place.
Yeah, although I saw them when they had just put out their Cheshire Cat album. I saw them at some outdoor festival.
Yeah,
and they were like really fun. You know, like even if you don't like the music, it was like before they
put on
became
a good show,
a thing.
Right? Yeah, they entertained the people.
It was just three young boys being anarchic.
Yeah,
but I bet they never put together any music in an attic or a basement. Like, they were main floor recording artists.
That is true. That is true.
You know, like, we're just in the living room. You know, where else would I go?
Yeah, we'll just rent this house in Hollywood.
It's safe here, this carpet.
Yeah.
Why would I go anywhere else?
Absolutely.
There's no bugs.
It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
I'm going to step off the spot again for a break.
Oh, you're going to give us a quick... Yeah, you go ahead, and then you're going to read one of Jumper's...
I'm going to grab one here.
Okay. I'm curious to see what it'll say.
Zounds. A break.
Hey! Listening to Trent.
All I want to do is zoom a zoom zoom zoom
and a boom boom. Don't shake your room.
Trends.
Who sings that song?
I think the Zoom Brothers.
Is that true?
Yeah, the Zoom Brothers. Yeah, I think Zoom and Doom were their names.
Oh, Zoom and Doom.
Yeah,
I'm always a big fan of Doom.
Yeah, MF Doom.
I do like MF.
He is the man. Of course, he goes by Doom now. That's why.
Does he? What happened to MF?
Motherfucker, I don't know.
But, I said MF.
I'm sorry. I think you should have kept it. I mean, Doom still has a good ring to it.
Does he still wear a mask?
Yeah, yeah.
Same mask?
I'm not sure. Next time
it's like a Transformers mask.
For a while, there was a rumor that, like, I don't know if this is true, but that he had somebody else wear the mask and then show up and do shows. Yeah, they call it like imposter duo or something weird like that. Yeah, and then people were getting pissed off.
Yeah, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
I would be mad about that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before. Saw a Mr. Bungle show, and they wore masks the whole time.
Yeah, Mike Patton wore that.
But you knew it was him because no one else can do that.
No one can sing like that.
What he could do with his voice.
Yeah, and sit behind that giant thing of instruments.
Yeah, exactly. But still, there was definitely a moment of like, that could be anybody behind that. Yeah. Oh, nope, that's
not. He even said for that tour that this shit got a little crazy because he's like, you're just sweating like crazy and sometimes affects.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea to wear a mask.
Yeah,
he even said like,
I wish we hadn't done that because it was just too much sometimes to perform that way, like the whole show. And it's like, well, then why don't you just take
it off? No one cares. What is the artistic integrity behind just wearing a mask?
Just wear it for three songs, take it off. Like, I'm not going to be like, this is the worst show ever.
Seriously, like, I mean, who would care?
Yeah. Mike Patton unzipped his gift mask. I'm done.
Which kind of nicely brings me to something I wanted to talk about with you, which is you're wearing the top half of a chicken costume.
Yeah. So what?
So I just don't understand why you need to do that for an audio recording. Like, you just had regular pants on that got, a little ruined from our topic. But you're wearing a chicken costume top half. Mm-hmm. Like, you're yellow, feathery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's part of a chicken. So you came from a chicken event?
Well, okay. Sir Lancelot has given me a challenge.
Without me?
Yeah, he said I'd get a bonus.
What?
If I solve this challenge. And basically, I have to wear the upper half of a chicken suit for a month everywhere I go, and then I have to look for a guy with the bottom half of the chicken suit.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. I have to find him, and you know. And he can see me. If he sees me, he can run. So it's like, you know.
Like away from you?
Yeah.
So you got to catch him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then what, do you have to like get the suit off of him and on you? Or
yeah,
you
I
just have
to get it on me and take a picture. Like Jumper's actually walks around with me usually where I go now. And
with the camera?
Yeah, he spots.
So if I see a guy in the bottom half of a chicken suit.
Give me a fucking
call. I'll let you know.
Give me the address.
And this is to any of our listeners. If you see a guy with a bottom half of a chicken suit, put it on our Facebook page or send us an email.
Hit me up.
Yeah, because we want to help Dan with this challenge. You have a month.
Conversely, if you see me
in the top half,
with top half of chicken suit, that's me.
That's Dan. Yeah, go up and say, "Hey, Dan,
don't be shy.
You're handsome.
Come up and talk to me."
Yeah,
like, I'm not gonna bite.
You won't bite because chickens don't bite.
Hell no.
So why would you bite? Teeth. You're not a biting chicken.
But I'm not gonna lie; it has hindered kind of doing stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, like going to normal places. You know, it's kind of hard.
Like, where would you go?
I have to go everywhere with this thing on.
Yeah, but what kind of place? I mean,
a supermarket.
Yeah.
The bus.
They have chickens there?
Yeah, they do. You know, sometimes I'm walking outside of Popeye's or Kentucky Fried Chicken. I get harassed.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's a little
Do you hand out flyers? Like, you should just have some flyers with you.
No, but they had a dude handing out flyers in a chicken suit, and he got pissed at me.
Is he wearing a bottom half?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's got to be a guy just wearing a bottom half of a
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's
What if he wore that as a disguise? What if he put on the top half so you wouldn't notice he was wearing a bottom half of a chicken suit?
I have been seeing a guy in a chicken suit.
That could be the guy.
Motherfucker.
You need to tackle that dude and get his chicken legs off.
That's not playing by the rules, but hey, Sir Lancelot never does.
That's his rule. Never play by the rules.
Next time, we're tackling him. We're getting that. Because it's got to match my suit. Hey, it wasn't a matching suit, the one I saw.
What was it?
You could tell it was from a different thing now that I think about it. Like, the top half was, you know, like yellow and the bottom half was orange like mine.
Man, you got taken.
God damn it.
You can't let people get away. You can't let people get away with stuff like that.
God, I got to think outside the box. Think outside the spot.
Yeah, think in the spot.
You're right.
Outside the spot is where everything's predictable and scripted.
You're right.
In the spot is where it's just happening. Just like dynamite, laser focus, cats are dancing.
Damn it.
Skip that last part.
I'll split the bonus with you, though, I promise.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm a man of the people.
Wait, what's the bonus? Is it just work?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Whatever gets now, split it. I was hoping it'd be money.
Because one time he told me I got a bonus for something I didn't even remember doing.
Yeah.
And then the bonus was that I could wash his cars. He has 37 cars.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shitty bonus.
Okay, let me tell you. If it's a good bonus, I'll split it with you. Bad bonus, I got it.
All right. And then we can talk later about what's good and bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's a very complicated sort of how do you decide what good is and what bad is.
Knowing him, it's going to be something bad.
Probably. I mean, probably. Now, do you think an attic in historical terms, was that like a place of shame where people would hide? You know, like people, you have skeletons in your closet.
Yeah.
Do you have something in your attic? You know, is there something in there?
You've heard of the red attic, right?
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's from like Roman times. They would send women. Because, you know when women are on their,
The menses?
Their red antes.
Menses, yeah.
You know that they, change and transform into uncontrollable.
Hell beasts.
Yeah. So they used to be sent away, and so they'd sent them up to the top of the whatever houses they had in Rome, and it was called the Red Attic.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I know that some women got sent out into the woods.
Yeah, I think they did that probably in the wilderness, but in the cities, they're more civilized.
If there was a building, you can go up in an attic.
Send them upstairs, they can do stuff, they can be crazy, do their crazy things together, you know, throw their hormones around.
Yeah.
You know, I would never want to go near a Red Attic, let me tell you.
No, I mean, I think it's probably good we don't do that anymore, because that seems sort of dehumanizing.
Yeah, I think we've realized that women really don't turn into hell beasts.
Well, there's medicine you can give them, too.
Yeah.
Like, Midol.
Yeah, which works good for headaches, too. I learned from Bill Cosby.
Headaches and cramps. And yeah. You talked about Midol?
Yeah, he has a bit where he talked about he had a toothache, and his landlady didn't have any medicine because he had like a dentist appointment. They did something to his mouth, and then he had a show that night, and his landlady gave him Midol because she didn't have anything else, and it worked? Yeah, it worked better than what he was regularly taking, yeah.
Wait, are you stealing routines from Bill Cosby?
Yes, I'm Carlos Mencia. Welcome.
Well, he did steal a Cosby bit, didn't he?
Like a big time Cosby bit. It's like, really?
He didn't even
steal a line.
No, the whole bit. And then he had the
nerve to say that he can't.
I've never even heard Cosby.
Bullshit, I can tell you what record that's fucking on and what bit that is.
It's a good bit, though.
Yeah.
If you're going to steal a bit, it's a good one.
Steal Cosby.
I agree.
Yeah.
Not now. I wouldn't steal Cosby now.
I don't even know what he's
doing.
Sort
of insane ramblings. He sits on a stool and just talks about like not understanding Facebook and technology.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. I got to go check that out. That's going to be fantastic.
Great. It's not like, you know, he's not talking about what's in a cake, you know, why cake's good for you. Like, it's not it's way.
Yeah, but I bet there's a charm to it. It's just insane.
He's got kind of strokey looking face.
Oh, the master has fallen.
Yeah.
And he can't get up.
Some, you know, retire. He should retire. Maybe he should just do comedy for himself in the attic.
Like, did you ever hear what Richard Pryor did, like jokes from the wheelchair about MS and stuff like that?
No.
Ooh, yeah. It's pretty funny.
I would like that.
Yeah, he's just talking about how it's ravaged his body and he can't do shit that he used to. It's pretty funny. And he's got that weak, feeble. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That sounds good. That sounds appealing to me. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that.
Oddly enough, that selection was called MS.
Really?
10 minutes
that makes
long.
A lot of sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So what about bats in a belfry?
Now, a belfry is something different. That's a bell tower, my man.
That's not an attic?
No.
I think that could fit.
I guess.
No? You don't think so?
Well, bats in the belfry probably came about because it's an alliteration.
Oh, the bee in the bee. Yeah. And because the bats lived in there, right?
Anteater in the attic.
Is that a thing?
There's no.
Is there? Do you think there's an anteater in our attic?
There might be. Yeah, but we haven't gone up there yet.
Maybe there's an antelope in the attic.
Ooh, even better, antelope. Because anteater I wouldn't want to eat, but antelope I could.
You want to eat? It's not graham cracker.
Well, I mean, not now, but I mean, you know.
Oh, you'll be off the diet eventually?
When the revolution happens and times get hard, sometimes you might have to, you know.
You keep the antelope in your attic. It's there waiting for you.
Yeah. Aardvark. I guess that's an anteater.
Are they? No, it's not the same thing. That's different. Aardvark's
an anteater. Armenian in the attic?
Oh, what if there's an Armenian up there?
There's probably a movie right now.
Or an Argentinian.
Argentinian in the attic.
That'd be actually a pretty interesting, that'd be a good movie. The Argentinian in the attic.
Or Atticus in the attic.
Atticus Finch.
Atticus Finch. The one and only.
So, do you know anything about that prison, Attica?
Attica?
Yeah.
That's a prison?
Isn't that a prison?
I just thought that's something, the shit that people yelled when they're getting taken away.
Because of it, but I thought it was because there was a famous prison in New York called Attica.
Oh, probably. That would make sense. I just thought, you know, everything.
So neither of us know anything about Attica?
No.
We probably shouldn't talk about it.
It's just you yell it when you get taken away.
Attica.
Yeah.
But why? I don't know why. I don't know what that's about.
Somebody did in a movie and then it got famous.
Oh, that's probably just a movie thing.
Yeah, Dark
it's
Day
probably
after,
not even,
you know,
it's probably not even a real place.
Thing. No, it's probably not. Yo, gentlemen.
Jumpers.
Yeah, I got your guest out here.
Oh, wow. Time flies. I didn't even. Yeah, we should.
You have no idea how time flies, my man.
You mean like the fourth dimension?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to talk about bending time some more?
I ain't going to do it. This motherfucker just appeared. Like a porta potty just appeared out here in the lobby.
What?
A porta potty.
Wait, hold on. A porta potty appeared in our lobby?
Yes. Not only was there a man walking around for half an hour screaming and like a
bird, the chicken guy?
And he wouldn't fucking get out the door.
Yeah.
You know, and I kept opening the goddamn door for him and he'd fly near it and then get distracted by it.
Well, like a bird.
That took for fucking ever.
Did you get a broom?
As soon as I get that goddamn. No, I don't have a broom out here.
Well, how do you keep the studio clean?
Mop.
Okay, fair enough.
Dust rags.
Fair enough.
Played.
Okay, that's enough listening.
Yeah, but this mother, as soon as I get that motherfucker out, I'm like, finally, some peace and quiet. I can hunker down and I can read The Demolished Man, you know, which is a book I'm reading right now.
Okay.
And, you know, and I hear this fucking noise and then a porta potty appears. Like, what the fuck?
Porta potty?
Yeah, somebody told me today that a porta potty is going to appear, you know? And this old man sticks his head out and says he'd just be a minute.
Oh, okay. So that's our guest?
Yeah, but aren't you, isn't that weird, a porta potty is
that's,
popping up?
That's bizarre, yeah, but believe me, we could talk to him and get some answers about what he's all about, or
I'm
what?
Sure you can. He's an old motherfucker.
Maybe he fell from the sky? I mean, did he seem hurt?
He didn't fall from anywhere, motherfucker. It appeared.
You don't have to yell at me.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, if it fell from the sky, you would have crashed, it would have fallen. There would have been a hole in the roof.
That's true, you know, but maybe you didn't notice the hole? Maybe it fell through and you just didn't look up.
There's nothing that escapes me out here. Nothing.
Nothing?
Not a goddamn thing.
We've had all kinds of people come in through the studio.
Prove it.
I can't prove it.
Well, we had that homeless guy that wandered in here that
yeah,
had his
yeah.
own eggnog.
That's right. That was gross.
Fair enough. I'll go get you guests, you all assholes. Right.
Thanks, John.
Assholes in the attic.
Hey, uncalled for.
Atticus.
Attic. No, no.
That's not what he's supposed to yell.
No.
It's Attica.
Doesn't make any sense. Hey, do you want a quick... I guess we should just take another quick break.
Yeah, sure.
Before we talk off to our guest.
Let's see.
Oh, you're gonna go for here. Another... Oh,
let's see.
It's so weird. There's pages everywhere.
Gee whiz. What a shiny button.
This is bullshit. It's so stupid. Welcome back to Trends.
Hey, life is a boner. Dig on in.
I love that saying.
Just trying to be a metaphor.
I'm still Levi.
And I am, as always, and eternally will be, Daniel Joseph Ezzo.
Eternal Dan.
Yep.
The Eternal Dan.
The Eternal Dan. A scary thought.
All right. I am super psyched.
I am psyched, too, because it's not every day that a porta potty just appears in our lobby.
It is never. It's almost never day.
Yeah.
That never happens.
I'm pretty sure that probably never happened again, either.
On the break, just to get ready, I had a bowl of delicious no chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, and your aura's even grander.
I got a nice glow going. Dan had half a graham cracker.
Well, let's be fair, I shaved off half.
It took you a while to get through it. Like you, you had to use a big. That was a big knife.
It's a big knife, and I kind of took some like snuff, and then I ate some too. I got impatient, so you know.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work for a little payoff.
It's worth it. Look at me. It's worth it.
You got crumbs on your face.
I'm worth it.
You are. Keep saying that to yourself.
Well, I mean.
No, that's good.
No one can see the crumbs on my face because I just got this beak in the way.
Yeah, which is weird. It's weird that you added a beak. Yeah. Was that part of it?
What? Well, the chicken costume, huh?
Yeah, but you're just wearing the... Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess that's...
Hey, I was just delivering the chicken costume. I ain't going to complain.
No, you don't want to complain.
Say, Mr. Laughs, Sir Laughs.
Don't even say it jokingly on the mic, okay? Let's just... it looks like Chompers is bringing in our guest, so why don't we just...
Yo, motherfuckers, this guy's for real.
Hey, Chompers. Thank
you. Yeah.
Thanks for...
Don't let this old motherfucker fool you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, he knows a lot.
Yeah.
I'm talking for like 5 minutes. This motherfucker knows everything.
Okay, Chompers. Don't give anything away.
He's a good guy right here. Look at his aura. Oh,
okay. Thank you, Chompers.
You're welcome.
Sir, if you just want to have a seat, just right over...
Right here?
Yes, that's just fantastic.
Thank you.
Welcome to Trends.
Thank you.
That's Dan, and I'm Levi.
Yeah, hi, nice to meet you.
And,
Thank you. Good gentleman. Thank you.
We have a lot of questions for you today. Our main topic of the day is addicts.
Oh, goodness me.
But first of all, our man Jompers told us that you arrived in a porta potty, sort of miraculously.
No way I arrived, yes.
But that's pretty peculiar. I mean,
world is full of peculiar things, young man.
What? I suppose that's, you know, maybe if we could just pull it back, maybe you could just introduce yourself for us and the listeners.
My name is Colonel.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for, are you asking me? No.
Yes.
So your name is
Yes.
Okay. And you're, wait, Colonel?
Is that like H-U-H? Yes.
Colonel, But it's spelled H-U-H?
That's how it sounds, young man.
H-U-H.
Hmm. Question mark.
Hmm. There's a question mark in your name?
Colonel Hmm.
Colonel Hmm.
Hmm.
What, could I ask what your first name is? Or is that too personal for me to ask?
Darnetheus.
Darnetheus?
Hmm? Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go with Colonel.
Darnetheus? Hmm.
Okay. That's a very unusual name.
Hmm.
I've never heard of.
I'm an unusual being.
Yeah, clearly. You arrived in a porta potty.
Yes, I'm not from your world.
I'm sorry?
I'm not from this world.
What do you mean you're not from this?
I travel the pathways of time and space.
You travel through time in a porta potty?
Well, it's not a normal porta potty. If you'd care to come out and look, I can show you.
Well,
I'll go out and I'll open it up. You can look in.
Okay, that's fair enough. Dan, this is strange.
This is weird. Look, he's going to open it. What?
Oh, wow, it kind of...
looks like a giant attic inside the porta potty.
Oh, it is. How like is a whole possible? Attic. You can even see the slanted ceilings and everything.
What?
Do you think I don't want to bring up the obvious, but that seems a lot like it's sort of a version of the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
I don't want to say anything. I mean, the world's a mysterious place.
No, that's true. I just...
Did you get a good look?
Yeah, that's amazing that it just it opens right in and then there's an attic inside? I mean, how does that even work?
Well, it bends the dimensions of time and space.
Okay.
My needs.
So you're not human, is that right?
No.
Can you tell us anything about where you're... I mean, this is amazing.
I'm a Macedonian.
Macedonian?
Macedonian.
From Macedonia, I'm guessing? Yes. And is that a planet or a city?
It's a planet in the 12th galaxy, away from your galaxy, the Milky Way.
Oh, okay. So it's from a different galaxy, even.
Yes.
And you can...
A different time. Different place.
This is just all very complicated and hard to wrap my head around.
My species of being, we have traveled through time for eons.
But you've decided to arrive here in the Trend Studios?
Well, my machine is sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. I was fortunate enough one time to accidentally, shall we say, fortify myself into Selefsalot's domain. And found out he was a very excellent man. We had lunch together. We had played cricket. And we maintained a friendship. I admire Selefsalot. He's possibly the greatest human being I've met on your planet.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a bit of a dick, but he's
great
awesome.
Great dude. Yeah.
Watch your tongue, young man.
Yeah, Dan, don't.
He'll take it.
Yeah, he's taking some tongues.
Yes.
So you know Sir Laughs a Lot.
Yes.
And he sent you to talk to us today?
Yes. He thought that the attic that I travel around in would be suitable for your topic today.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, is it okay if we go inside and just look around? I mean,
yes. Let me go outside and then I will maneuver it in this room.
Oh, you're going to transport it into the studios?
Yes, it seems silly for us to go out there.
Yeah.
We just have to remain off this spot that I've heard so much about.
Yeah, we're totally on the spot, just making up stuff. So, seems like he likes saying his own name a lot.
What, young man?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. Nothing. I was just remarking on a... I was just talking about something earlier.
Oh, there he goes.
He's getting in the porta potty. And it seems to be disappearing. And I don't. What? Whoa! So the porta potty has just appeared inside the studio.
And it's a pretty shitty porta potty, too.
Yeah, it looks all beat up. It's got graffiti on it.
Hello, young man.
What does RJF stand for?
I don't know.
Oh, it's some porta. There's a graffiti on it.
You can't have it look like a nice porta potty. People would want to use it.
I suppose that's true.
Have people believing themselves.
So are there porta potties in other galaxies? I mean, is this a good disguise all over?
Well, the porta potty is very common in all manifestations. I've been to many worlds during many times, and I have seen the porta potty.
That's bizarre.
It's a high rank of civilization.
So we're gonna. Is it fine if we just step inside and look around?
Be my guest.
Wow, it's. So I'm just gonna. I'm going in. It's a lot big. It looks big. It's bigger than it looks on the outside.
Yes, time and space are transformed in here. It's almost infinite in here. It's an infinite attic.
Are there some bats in here, though?
Some bats, some other creatures. Sometimes I actually don't know what's in here. Sometimes I wander around and I find things. One time I found an entire church in here.
Wow. That's I don't even understand how that's possible.
I don't either, but there it was. It's not for my race to comment.
So can you tell me why I would be an attic that you're inside of? I mean, is there some significance to your...
Yes, my people find great comfort in the attic, and it's a place of kind of where we go to think our wonderful thoughts and kind of get ourselves at peace with the world.
So it's a sort of a safe environment.
Yes, but everyone in our my planet, we don't have upstairs or downstairs. We just have an attic floor.
Oh, okay.
The houses and the homes we live in and things like that, they're just attics.
So where you live is just an attic,
just
always.
Just an attic, yes.
So is it strange for you to be in buildings on Earth where there's...
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
I don't like the thought of being a sandwich. I feel like a sandwich. There's something below me and something above me that could press on down upon me at any moment.
Well, that's really bizarre.
And that's the world and space and time that we live in.
Yeah, I'm just puzzled by all of this. Do you have a task as you go through the different universes? Is there an objective, or are you just...
I just travel around and meet people.
And is that your job, or it's just something that you do?
I get adventures and misadventures. Maybe you've heard of Anne Frank. Anne Frank? Yes, I have her in here.
And you have Anne Frank in your attic?
Yes.
I mean, she was a famous victim of the Holocaust.
Yes, but I saved her.
Well, she died in the Holocaust.
Well, she didn't. I saved her. I swooped in and saved her at the last minute. She's been staying, her family have been staying in my attic.
So Anne Frank's been in an attic this whole time?
Yes.
She must be very old. I mean, yes. She was a teenager in the 30s.
Yes. I'd say she's about ready to die any day.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to be 90-something. So you have Anne Frank in your attic?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you bring her back to Germany or bring her back to Earth?
I want to go to Germany. From what I understand, it's a horrible place.
Well, not anymore. It was just a bad environment for Jews and other minority groups for a time, but...
There's nothing anymore?
No, it hasn't been for decades.
Oh, well, I suppose I could probably drop her off after I'm done here.
You're going to bring Anne Frank back to Germany?
Yes. She could probably live where she used to stay.
I don't know if her house is... I mean, people probably live in her... That's going to blow everyone's mind. I mean, she's a symbol for...
It's actually a museum now, I think.
People yeah, can you can live. Go in the attic where she hid.
Just as she left it. Excellent.
But if she's not dead, I mean, she was sort of a martyr for a cause. She helped people really be aware of what was happening, and she represents a lot of...
I believe you have a being called Christ on your planet.
Well, some people believe...
I've met him, but yes, he died, and he came back to life. Yeah.
Do you have Christ in your attic?
Yes, he didn't die. I just came and swooped him up.
So he's just a regular guy?
Yes.
And well, who else do you have keep in the attic?
Oh, I have Muhammad.
The prophet?
Yes.
Of Islam?
Yes.
So you have Anne Frank and Jesus Christ and Muhammad in your attic?
Glenn Miller.
The musician?
Yes.
What kind of musician?
Yes. I have I have many beings you don't understand. I have Ram from the planet... Gramachamon?
So are you just a collector of people?
People like my attic. They wander in. It's a big place. I don't mind.
But do you have them trapped in there? I mean...
They can leave if they want to.
But do they have to, like, find their way out?
Christ wanted to leave. He said, why don't you take me away for a while, and then I'll come back and impress everybody. They'll think I died.
So he's... Oh, so you kept him for a couple days and brought him back?
Yeah, 3 days.
But he's not there anymore.
Oh, no.
So then he really did die.
He says, I have something to do. Let me go do it.
And then he was crucified.
He was kind of, he got kind of boring after a while.
Christ got boring too after a while. Yes. But, okay.
Because to him, his concept of his father was very limiting. I mean, I've traveled time and space and seen different dimensions and everything. And, believe me, that if his father was all-knowing and all-seeing, it's very limiting. Like, there's a ceiling to his father. I've seen beyond the ceiling.
You mean beyond God?
Beyond God, yes, of course. We're beyond God. Look at us, my people.
Oh, you mean the Macedonians?
We would seem like gods to you if I came back at a different time.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you mostly just seem like a peculiar time-traveling guy who hides people in your attic, which is, I mean, it's mysterious, but not, I mean, I don't know. It's somehow underwhelming. It's not that impressive just because of how you talk about it. You don't make it seem like that big a deal.
But it's normal to me.
So are there other people from the Earth who we think have died or gone away?
Yes, yes.
Like, are there any other exciting people you could tell us about?
Oh, yes. I have Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood?
Yes, I have Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, the singer?
Yes, I just call him EP.
Oh, okay.
I have a man named Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
But I kicked him out.
Okay.
I have some children, and he was spending too much time
with them. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes, it's not appropriate. I told him he can get out.
So there's more parts of this than just the attic parts we can see?
Yes. Jimi Hendrix. I have Brian Jones. I have a lot of musicians. Jim Morrison. Yes, wow. I have a lot of musicians.
Are you a music fan?
I love music.
Earth music?
We can't create music on my planet, so I kind of collect musicians at times.
Oh, okay.
To entertain myself. Those men I won't let leave. You think I'm going to let... He's a wonderful player. He's got very big hands. His name was Jimi Hendrix.
But you shouldn't keep people trapped. I mean...
I let Janis Joplin out. She's a very ugly man.
She's a woman.
Yes, but she looks like a man.
Okay, but you have to let people go. You can't keep people trapped in your attic. I mean, that's just wrong.
I can do what I want.
Well...
I'm different than you. I have 17 pairs of lungs.
But just because you're a different kind of species doesn't mean it's okay for you to... enslave human beings.
Please, I can do whatever I want.
Well, we're going to fight you. Dan and I will stop you. We'll free everybody in your attic.
I'd like to see you try, young man.
I'll try right now.
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
Yeah.
You ready? Let's do our twin power stance.
Yes, twin powers.
Wait, hang on a second. Hey, Jumpers!
Jumpers, get in here.
Yo, somebody call?
Yeah, we got to bust open this attic and let everybody out.
I'm going to whip out my dick.
Wait, Jumpers is whipping out his dick. He's gone.
What is happening? What is happening? Oh, my God. I can't see! I can't see! I can't see what's happening! Yo, motherfucker. I just left your attic. I opened the back door, opened the side door. Everybody's busting out.
People are pouring out of the attic.
Holy shit.
They're just running out of the studios.
Whoa. Oh my god. There's Elvis Presley.
That really is Elvis Presley.
Holy shit.
He's still alive.
Oh my god. Just Jimi Hendrix. I'm going to touch him.
You're touching Jimi Hendrix. That's amazing. Yeah, look, there's the Big Bopper.
Whoa.
And Richie Valens.
I'm going to kill him. He should be
what?
Dead.
No, yep. Dan. Yeah. Oh, Dan just killed.
He's a dead bopper now.
That's.
I can't see him, man.
A little harsh.
Stripes in front of my eyes. What is going on?
We just destroyed your attic. You got nothing left, Colonel.
Pardon me?
And you don't have any way to travel out of here.
I don't need to stand for this.
Well, you're welcome to leave, but you have no
way. Sir Lancelot will hear this.
Well, I didn't think of Sir Lancelot.
Yes, he will. I will lodge a formal complaint and we'll get back all these people. I have myriads of time and space to wander around in.
But you don't have any way to communicate with anybody. We've destroyed your transportation device.
I'm leaving.
All right, you can use the door.
I'll use my own door, thank you.
What?
Oh, it's going back into the porta potty.
How did he...
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
It still works.
Ooh. Well, he got the hell out of here.
He's gone. I feel like a lot of good was done, though.
Because of my dick.
That's right, Jumpers. Your dick can serve the good of man.
Jimi Hendrix is lucky I let him go. I'm a big fan of that motherfucker.
Why does everyone want to enslave Jimi Hendrix?
I don't want to enslave him. Well, I guess you're right. I do kind of want to keep him in my apartment. Be like, hey, Jimmy. Why don't you play a little bit of Voodoo Child Slight Return?
He's got work to do. He has to go tell Lenny Kravitz to knock it off.
Yeah. Probably Lenny Kravitz can't even touch him.
No, probably not.
He'll explode.
Well, Dan, I think we're just about out of time. Oh,
man. What an episode.
Indeed. What an episode.
I can't believe this stuff happened.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, motherfucker. Believe it, though. It happened.
Yeah. We met a time traveler.
Definitely.
Colonel, huh?
What was his name?
Huh?
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 What?
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
Hey, shut the fuck up with that shit.
Oh, sorry, Jumpers.
That shit went out, like, in 1933.
Jumpers, do you want to press the show end button?
Yeah, I'm going to walk over and read a line of my script that I read.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, guess what, motherfuckers? I'm going to pull out my dick. Blinded by the light.
sticking two together, cause we don't.